American Ground Radio. Sounds so good. Patriots ask for it by name. In fact, there's going to be an emoji for it pretty soon. Well, that's what I heard. Isn't it? That's not true. That's true, right? Okay.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parvin Lewis, our Abalone.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And to all of our listeners, Happy New Year. I hope that many of you, and I wonder if they had any hugging and kissing on New Year's Eve, because if so...
Well, it's like a tradition, clock strikes midnight.
It's not allowed.
You find your significant other.
It's prohibited.
What?
It is frowned upon by Lord Fauci.
Frowned upon, prohibited.
No, no, no. Take a listen to what Lord Fauci had to say about hugging and kissing on New Year's Eve.
If your plans are to go to a 40 to 50 person New Year's Eve party with all the bells and whistles and everybody hugging and kissing and wishing each other a Happy New Year, I would strongly recommend that this year we do not do that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
This
oh,
year.
Strongly recommends. He's so strongly recommended so many different things. I have tuned him out. He is one of the reasons, and I know there are a host of them, but he's one of the reasons that so many millions of Americans feel this country is broken, that they feel helpless to do anything about it.
One of the biggest crises facing America as we head into 2022 is Americans have lost faith in our institutions.
Okay, but not this year. Not this year. We're going to turn things around.
We're going to all of a sudden have trust in the CDC again?
No, we're going to have trust. We're going to have faith in God.
Uh-huh.
We're going to believe in ourselves again, in the tenacity of the American spirit, of the stick-to-it-ness of the American spirit. Because, look, it is too easy. It is too easy to become depressed and bitter and angry. I mean, that's not what this show is all about. That's not who we are as Americans. You know, there's a saying that the pessimist complains about the wind and the optimist expects it to change while the leader adjusts the sails. We're going to adjust the sails in 2022. This is going to be, whether we like it or not, this is going to be the happiest new year ever. Okay?
Whether we like it or not.
Like it or not. Because I've had enough
okay, but there's some,
of negativity.
But there's some folks who notice that this is going to be 2022, right? And they're just wondering.
Don't even.
They're wondering.
Please stop.
If that last two is spelled T W O or T O O.
Why even go there?
Because people are thinking that.
We've got to believe. We've got to believe. We must believe this is going to be a better year. That there is. And guess what? And that starts by believing that there is greatness within each of us, that
right.
We can do great things, that this country can be great again. Because look, this is a fight for territory. This new year, especially this midterm election year, is a fight for our very democracy so that tyranny does not automatically take over. It's not about the love necessarily of a political party or the distraction du jour of the mainstream media. It is about love of our democratic principles, about the expectation that voting, for example, should be free from the perception of corruption. You know, I mentioned life is a fight for territory.
Yeah.
Well, what happens when you stop fighting for what you want? What you don't want automatically takes over. And that can't be, that is not the American spirit. That is not the destiny for the American people. Ronald Reagan said, the American democracy must be fought for, protected, and handed on to our children for them to do the same. So what are we going to do?
Well,
you just can't give up.
No, we've got to start fighting back against Anthony Fauci, against the bureaucrats, no one elected, are getting paid more than any of us are getting paid, and their jobs, they see it, is to tell us what to do.
Right, but we can't give up. And whether you believe that it's sincere ignorance on the part of this administration or the left or conscientious stupidity, whether you believe that they have the noblest of motives or malice in their heart, it really is becoming difficult to express what is going on in this country in a mannerly way. I mean, the backwards, fruitless, short-sightedness of this administration. I mean, and I get it. I get it. You and I get it. It is so easy to become just plain wore out trying to make sense of it all. But we can't give up. And in the words of Zig Ziglar, we've got to avoid that stinking thinking. That's because once you get into stinking thinking, you allow yourself to be gripped by negative thoughts and emotions, and then that leads to being discouraged and depressed.
But Lewis, some of this isn't just about stinking thinking. Some of this is the last 2 years, frankly, have sucked.
Okay, but you don't have a choice to think any other way. You've heard of the we are what we think about. In the Bible, it says, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is.
Yes.
So you've got to have a hopeful heart.
Okay.
You've got to have the heart of a warrior. You can't say all is lost.
But that doesn't mean we can't, we avoid what is reality in the world. We were shut down by our government. Our government did tell us what we could and could not do. Our government did grab power it never had. Our government is trying to tell us we have to have a shot into our bodies that is experimental, that
okay.
could be harmful. Okay. There are things that are going on right now that our governments, from the local school board all the way up to the White House, things that our government does not have the legitimate, just power to do, and they're doing it anyway.
And then what, as a New Year's resolution, for folks who have bit their tongue,
mm-hmm.
who have otherwise tried to remain polite
yeah.
in conversations
to
with
others.
To go
along just to get along.
I mean, you can still remain polite.
Sure.
But again, life is a fight for territory. And when you remain silent, as mm-hmm. Martin Luther King said, our lives end the day we become silent about the things that matter.
Right.
Are you going to remain silent about the things that matter
and these things,
to you?
These things really do matter. Well, the future of our kids
we're talking
matters.
About, but we're
right?
talking about the American dream.
Right.
Being hopeful about this new year is what the American dream, that's the essence, being hopeful
mm-hmm.
that tomorrow will be better than today. That is the essence of the American dream. Because look, let's face it, in much of the world, if your father is a bricklayer, you become a bricklayer. If your mother's a school teacher, you become a school teacher. That's not how it is here.
But what,
in the America that so many of us love.
But you're not just saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not just saying that we just got to hope for better. You're saying we've actually got to put actions to it. Like the Bible says, that faith without works is dead.
Well, you've got to elect folks into office who believe as you do.
And you've got to campaign for them. You've got to work for them.
Not just folks that will give you lip service
no.
until Election Day. And then all of a sudden
need.
They end up in the halls of Congress.
We've been doing that for too long.
And it's like, who are you representing?
Right.
Because you're certainly not representing my interests.
Senator Cassidy.
So, again, this is about the American dream. And I'm not willing to give up on it. I'm not willing to let go of it. I've had a front row seat to the American dream my entire life. I am the first generation son of an Italian immigrant. I love this country.
Mm-hmm.
I love this country. And our listeners love this country. And this year, for those folks that, again, may have bitten their tongue, may have sat out on the sidelines, now is the time. Get involved with those candidates that represent your interests.
Have hope for the new year and put that hope into action. Let's get the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the number of people who have tested positive for COVID in the U.S. has reached an all-time high this week. The AP reported more than 265,000 people per day were testing positive. However, the increase in cases has not yet led to an increase in hospitalizations, as there are currently fewer than half as many people in the hospital as there were 1 year ago. And the World Health Organization has recommended that government agencies stop reporting cases and instead focus on hospitalizations, as the case numbers can be misleading.
Are we just going to ignore that the CDC this past week said that the rapid COVID tests are unreliable, that the FDA has not even approved the rapid test for the purposes that they're being used? So if they're unreliable and they're inaccurate, why do we keep reporting these numbers?
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, jobless claims fell to below 200,000 this past week. The Labor Department says 198,000 people filed for first-time unemployment, bringing the four-week average down to 199,000 per week through December. That's the lowest four-week average since 1969. Employers are still having trouble finding new employees, with 11 million job openings. And while the unemployment rate is now at 4.2%, the U.S. economy is still short nearly 4 million jobs compared to the start of the pandemic lockdowns in March of 2020.
Well, is it any surprise we're now learning that states gave out billions and billions of dollars in fraudulent unemployment claims?
$8.5 billion in Michigan.
So where are the folks? They're collecting unemployment benefits.
Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, there is a shortage of champagne this year as we enter the new year. Wine Spectator senior editor Allison Napchus said earlier this week that the industry was hit by several of the supply chain issues that have plagued other industries this year, including a long backlog at the ports. There are shortages of labels, bottles, boxes for shipping, and even the metal cages that are placed over the corks. What's more, Wine Enthusiast magazine is reporting that shortages will result in higher costs for champagne when you do find it available in stores.
Oh, how ironic is this? I mean, we already have champagne taste, but this year, we all have beer budgets.
Coming up next, we're talking with the American Mamas. Stick around.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. You're on board American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Ark-La-Tex. Red River Range is family friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3-State Harley-Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3-State Harley-Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3-State Harley-Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
I am Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Ronald Reagan once asked, "Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?" Well, that's why we made this CD, Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
Okay, I mentioned that Lord Fauci has been dipping into the truth serum because he finally admitted, I say he admitted, but at the same time, like you said, maybe it was a backhanded admittance of the fact that maybe medical professionals, maybe our federal government had not fully considered the cost-benefit analysis of shutting down the economy. And these are the words of Lord Fauci, who is saying that maybe there are some, as he put it, deleterious effects.
Yeah, and look, I don't think he's admitting it. I think he's trying to gaslight us and blame anybody who shut down the economy.
Oh, there's not a chance anybody standing by and saying that it was our fault. But when you listen to the tone of what he said, that's how he said it. He never advocated for one single American who needed ordinary medical care in this country.
No, he did not.
Now, someone else that may be dipping into the truth serum is the CDC director, Dr. Walensky.
Mm.
Now, she laid this out. This was a bombshell to me. Take a listen to what she has to say about the efficacy of rapid COVID testing.
The UK has also shortened its period of isolation to 7 days, but with a negative test on day six and day seven, a negative rapid test. Why didn't the CDC recommend taking a rapid test after those 5 days?
Yeah, really important question. So we do, just to be clear, recommend having a rapid test during your period of quarantine after you've been exposed. But we opted not
for
to
isolation.
Have that rapid test for isolation, exactly. We opted not to have the rapid test for isolation because we actually don't know how our rapid tests perform and how well they predict whether you're transmissible during the end of disease. The FDA has not authorized them for that use. We don't know how they perform. So what we said was, well, if you got a rapid test
just stop
at 5 days...
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
She doesn't know how it works.
She says...
We have no idea.
And this is a direct quote. We actually don't know how our rapid tests perform and how well they predict whether you're transmissible during the end of the disease. The FDA has not even authorized them for that use. And yet, how many millions of Americans have taken rapid tests, rapid COVID tests, and haven't been able to travel, haven't been able to return to the office?
Yep.
I mean, this
but there's two sides of this.
This is just insane.
There's two sides of this. One, they could take a rapid test and it comes back with a false positive, so now you're quarantining and you're not even sick. Or two, you do have COVID, your rapid test says you don't have COVID, and you go on and you spread it to other people.
Mean, how incompetent.
If we have no idea how effective this is, why are we making people do it?
But how incompetent is the CDC and the FDA, for that matter, as they just stand by knowing that these tests or unreliable?
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been known.
And joining us now, our American mama, Denise Arthur. Terry Netterville is out and about. She will return later. Denise, are you a big resolution person? Do you do that on a regular basis every year?
I don't say it out loud.
Uh-huh.
Because there might be failure involved. You know, it's funny, though, the older you get, it changes. Because, you know, when you were younger, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, or I'm going to start exercising, or I'm going to quit having a cocktail, or I'm going to, and all that stuff's out the window.
Uh-huh.
Because I still don't do any of that.
You don't do any of those things. So those aren't your resolutions.
I need to lose 10 pounds. I still love a good cocktail, and I'm not going to exercise. But, I mean, the thing about it is, I think if we hadn't learned anything, like, it's just like listening to the show thus far, this COVID stuff, I think, has really altered people. And I don't know that we'll ever be the same again. Mm. And I think people are so consumed with COVID that they forgot about life. You know, people just aren't living like they used to live. I think people don't have aspirations at their jobs anymore. I think they don't have goals anymore. I think they don't have dreams anymore because they're so confined.
Because we're locked down still. I mean, the lockdowns aren't there, but they're still, you got to have a lot of people still, their jobs, and you have to have a vaccine mandate.
Yeah.
You have
or
a
some
mask
of them are,
mandate.
All of a sudden don't have an office to go to every day. Now they've deemed them work from home. You can work from home the rest of your life.
And, you know, there are some people who work well from home. There are some people who do not work well from home.
Right. Some people need to get up, get dressed, get out of the house, and have a destination and be with other people.
There's some people, introverts, maybe working from home is better. If you're an extrovert,
Y'all are my people every day because I don't, because, you know, now that I don't work at my regular, I do kind of have a new job here that has got me so excited. And, you know, that's part of what I have coming up in the new year, is that it doesn't matter how old you are. Like, I just spent 33 years driving to the same place, sitting in the same desk, looking at the same wall for 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I hadn't started this, which has been such a blessing over 4 years ago, then what would I do? I don't even know what I would do. But the point is, you have to look for the inspiration, because, you know, there's all these things out there like, you're never too old to reinvent yourself. You're never too old, you know, to accomplish your dreams. And there is more to offer. If you're unhappy or you're stuck or you're doing something, make this the year. Make this the year to jump in with both feet. I mean, what harm can it do? You're either going to, if you fall down, you get back up, or you may soar. You don't know.
Something. But Denise, you know, there's two kind of goals. There's give up goals,
mm-hmm.
and there's go up goals. That's according to Zig Ziglar. And he says, give up goals, you want to share that with everybody. I mean, you want to lose 10 pounds, you're going to start exercising.
Right.
Because give up goals, by telling everybody about it, they hold you accountable. You feel like that doesn't help you? Because for a lot of people, it does. Having a resolution and telling people, hey, I'm going to do X this year. I'm going to change.
But see, if you're going to give up something, then that's fine. We should all probably give up something. But that seems to me like when you're giving up something, that's a limitation. Because then you're not going to be doing that anymore. So I want to go to the flip side this time around. This year, I want to go to the flip side to these. You know, there's these great quotes out there like, life's not about expecting, hoping, and wishing. It's about doing, being, and becoming. So I want to go forward. I don't want to, look, do I need to quit some stuff? Yeah. But here's the thing. We need some positive stuff, Lewis.
Absolutely.
We need to bring the positivity back. I mean, we are on a downhill slide to negative, 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 negative. And it's almost robotic, this COVID thing. Just, can you even imagine in your head since 2019 how many times you've heard the word COVID?
Oh, no, it's
unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. It's the leadoff story on the news every day. It is this fear factor and this stuff. I mean, people need to, they need to release. They need to let this stuff go, and you need to start looking toward the same things that you were looking toward before you heard the word COVID.
And, you know, people have stopped watching. You mentioned people, it's the first story on the news. People have stopped watching the news, and I think in part of that is because they're tired of the top story always being about COVID.
Yeah.
Because in most of our lives, most of our day is not about COVID. We've been hearing about it since January of 2020. 2020. We want to hear about something else.
It's like a hammer over your head every day. Every day. It's the same thing. And maybe some people, don't turn off the radio. Because, you know, when you're in the car, you need the radio to listen to.
Sure,
but you need to turn that box off at the house, and we don't care. But, I mean, the thing about it is, this is one of my favorite things. you will never win if you never begin. So just begin. Begin something new. Just start. Get out of that whole mindset you've been stuck in since 2019 and let it go, people. Let's start living our lives. Let's be respectful of others, but respect yourself and continue on with where you stopped in 2019. It's never too late. I'm done with COVID. I'm looking for happiness.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Denise Arthur, thank you so much. Terry Netterville will be back, and so will we. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Arklatex. Red River Range is family friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
So Kraft Heinz.
Uh-huh.
Kraft Heinz.
Yes.
It's a big corporation.
Yeah, John Kerry's wife's corporation.
They have published now a memo to the buying offices of major U.S. retailers.
Uh-huh.
And they say, you need to start raising prices. This is to the retailers from Kraft Heinz.
Okay.
You need to increase your prices by as much as 20% in 2022.
20% for ketchup, so and for
Jell-O
soup,
Jell-O
and
pudding,
for
Grey Poupon mustard.
Oh my word!
I know. And look, that's just for starters. I mean,
20% telling retailers you need to raise prices by 20%. Oh man!
Boy, I tell you, if you drink on New Year's Eve, this might be a good time. I mean, seriously.
Well, by now, right?
I mean, seriously. But Fauci, of course, he says, oh, hey, wait a minute. If you're planning to get together on New Year's Eve, especially with family and friends, first of all, no hugging and no kissing. Take a listen.
So similar to what I said for the Christmas holiday, it goes true here. If you are in a situation with a family setting in your home with family, parents, children, grandparents, and everyone is vaccinated and boosted, although the risk is never zero in anything, the risk is low enough that we feel you should continue to go through with those plans of having a home-related, vaccinated, boosted gathering with family and close friends who are also vaccinated and boosted. So it really depends on what your plans are. You said, should you change or cancel your plans? If your plans are to go to a 40 to 50 person New Year's Eve party with all the bells and whistles and everybody hugging and kissing and wishing each other a happy new year, I would strongly recommend that this year we do not do that.
Oh, my Lord. This is the highest paid federal employee.
Yeah.
In other words,
and this is the same guy who, as we've been saying off the top, just said there are a whole bunch of deleterious effects to the economy of shutting everything down. He's basically saying shut down your New Year's Eve celebration and only celebrate with people who actually live in your household.
I mean, this guy should be, this may be too strong, but this guy should be in jail rather than giving health advice, especially...
Given that he lied to Congress, I'm not sure that that's too strong a word.
Well...
He committed perjury.
As well as those millions of Americans who have died, who will die from their lack of access to routine medical care because of policies this man perpetrated. And...
Speaking of which...
Very frankly, it was propaganda.
Speaking of which, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
There were a couple of different but related news stories that caught my eye today. First, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said that students returning from winter break will have to prove they don't have COVID. Okay? All of them, teachers too, will have to be able to provide a negative COVID test in order to be allowed back into the public school buildings they are required by law to attend.
Wait a minute. Didn't the CDC, the CDC
Michelle
director,
Walensky just said this.
Didn't she just announce that those rapid tests are not reliable,
yes,
that they're not approved by the FDA,
yes,
for that purpose?
But you have to have those tests done in order to go back to school in Washington, D.C.
But if the tests aren't accurate.
And by the way, this is a school district that always already requires every student to have the COVID vaccine to attend school. So you have to have the COVID vaccine already, and now you have to show a negative COVID test.
A negative COVID test from a test that's not reliable.
Right. And get a vaccine that doesn't stop you from actually getting the disease. All right, let's go to Chicago. In Chicago, 91% of the teachers there said they would go on strike if the school district forces them to go back to school next week.
How many?
91%.
91% of the teachers.
Yeah, according to the union, they say we're not going back to school next
week. And
this
is in
Chicago.
In Chicago.
They want a period of remote instruction instead. All right.
Okay,
now,
but what about the effect on children?
No, no, screw them. Screw the kids.
I mean, on their education.
Nah,
not just,
forget the kids.
Not just their education, but their social skills.
Why would teachers be there to take care of the kids? No, no, no. The teachers are focused on the teachers.
But see, that's such... You're painting them with such a broad
91%
brush.
Said they did not want to go back to school. If the school district said show back up in school...
And you know who's reporting that? I more than likely, I don't know the source of that information. It's probably the teachers union.
The teachers union.
So
to
do
put
you
that
trust?
Out.
Do you trust?
That's a good question.
The union bosses.
That's a good question because these are some of the same people who were actually vacationing in the Caribbean last year when they were telling the school district not to send their teachers back to school. On NBC, there's a headline. Quote: Child COVID hospitalizations are up, especially in five states.
Okay.
All right. They say Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, and Ohio. Those are the five states.
Child COVID hospitalizations.
In the last 4 weeks, the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 jumped 52% from a low of 1,270 on November 29th to 1,933 on Sunday, according to an NBC News analysis of Department of Health and Human Services data.
Okay. Now, so wait a minute. That sets me off right there.
Yeah.
They're talking about an NBC News analysis.
Yeah.
So— Was it actually in the report?
No, that data was there. But here's the thing. Over at hotair.com, they did more math. Here's what they wrote. That works out to a hospitalization rate of 0.0000026.
But if it saves one life.
That's 0.0 followed by five more zeros and then a 26. That is very, very small. And all of this reminded me of something I saw over the weekend. On CBS, they were having a discussion on what was the most overlooked news story of the year. Okay, now, remember, we've just talked about Washington, D.C., about Chicago, about all these dozens of kids hospitalized across the country. And what is the most overlooked news story on CBS? Jan Crawford, CBS reporter, Nailed it.
I mean, my kids hear me rant about this every day, so I may as well tell you guys. It's the crushing impact that our COVID policies have had on young kids and children. Mm-hmm. By far, you know, the least serious risk for serious illness. But, I mean, even teenagers, you know, a healthy teenager has a 1 in a million chance of getting and dying from COVID, which is way lower than, you know, dying in a car wreck on a road trip. But they have suffered and sacrificed the most, especially kids in underrepresented, at-risk communities. And now we have the Surgeon General saying there's a mental health crisis mm-hmm. among our kids. The risk of suicide attempts among girls now up 51% this year. Black kids nearly twice as likely as white kids to die by suicide. I mean,
and she says no one in the media is talking about it. This is the most overlooked story. We aren't reporting on the damage we've done to our own kids.
Except Lord Fauci. He popped up over the weekend.
He didn't mention the kids.
He didn't mention the kids, but he's kind of parroting now.
Yeah.
Because I think he realizes he better get on this bandwagon.
Why are we forcing kids to get COVID tests before going back to the classroom when so many of our kids are dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts? And have lost a year and a half worth of instruction.
That they may never get back. They may never catch up.
Why don't teachers in the union in Chicago care enough about the learning loss of their students to actually show up to work on Monday? Why is NBC focusing on 0.0000026% of the student population that's hospitalized and not focusing on the 100% of students nationwide who have been negatively impacted by the government's responses to COVID? Kudos to Jan Crawford for getting this right and having the guts to say so on CBS. And shame on anyone who ignores what she had to say.
I can answer the question. It's politics. It's more politics than medicine.
We've got to care about our kids. That's the minimum. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Ark-La-Tex. Red River Range is family friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you, or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Hey, yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, you know, that bomb. Ba-dum-bum-ba-da-da-da-da, Mr. Ba-dum-bum-ba-da-da-da-da, world. Ba-dum-bum-ba-da-da-da-da, wide. Let's just stay free.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, and it is important to avoid stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar often said, which is when we allow ourselves to be gripped by negative thoughts and emotions. And,
right.
And that makes us feel all defeated and discouraged and depressed. And I mean, we are what we think about. And how we speak to ourselves can be self-motivating and encouraging or self-defeating and pitying. I mean, this is generally when folks remind us that it's not what happens to us that matters. It's how we choose to respond.
Absolutely.
The Bible says this also, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he.
Right.
And I think, you know, that's maybe why a lot of folks are so depressed, is that they hear such negativity constantly.
There's a lot of stinking thinking.
I mean, you're scrolling your feed on social media.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
There's so much negativity. You turn on the television, there's negativity. I mean, where are those stories? And of course, here on this show.
Yeah, we feature a bright spot every single day. Every
Absolutely.
Single show. And tell you what, let's get to one now.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright.
Amjad Massad is the CEO of a tech company called Replit. It allows people to program in multiple languages just using a web browser. He immigrated to the U.S. from Jordan 10 years ago. Now, since then, he's worked for Yahoo, for Facebook. He founded Code Academy and then founded Replit. He wrote a series of posts on Twitter that's pretty inspiring. A bright spot for the new year.
Wait a minute. This sounds like a very accomplished immigrant.
It is.
It's obviously because the government must have.
No, he said when he got here, all he had was a credit card. That's all he had when he got to the U.S.
And you know what's remarkable, and it's really not that remarkable, is that millions of immigrants who came to this country over the last however 100 or so years.
Yeah.
They also came to this country
with nothing.
With nothing.
Yeah. He wrote, here are 10 things I love about this country. All right. Sometimes it helps to get an immigrant's perspective on America. It reminds us of things that are true that we've simply taken for granted or we've forgotten.
Absolutely. Well, they're some of the most patriotic Americans that we have.
His number one, work ethic. First thing I noticed was that everyone, regardless of occupation, took pride in doing a bang-up job even when no one looked. I asked people, why do you pour everything into a job even when it is seemingly thankless? And it was like asking fish, what is water?
I think that was true.
Uh-huh. He still thinks it is true.
You know, I
he think, comes from another country, and he says, man, the work ethic here in the U.S.
But it seems to be folks of an older generation who still keep that alive.
Is it something that we can improve upon?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But it's also something that an immigrant is noticed as different in the U.S. from the country he came from.
Surely.
Second one, lack of corruption. In the 10 years in the U.S., I've never been asked for a bribe, and that's surprising. When you know that you predictably get to keep a sizable portion of the value you create and that no one will arbitrarily stop you, it makes it easier to be ambitious.
Well, when you're a nation of laws and not of men, that is the predictable result. But when you dispel or otherwise abandon the fact that we are a nation of laws, you open the southern border up, you provide sanctuary cities and states,
you're trading stocks in Congress when you're making the laws that affect the companies that are doing that.
But again, it's an area that we can build upon and improve,
and it's better than other places.
Absolutely.
Number three, win-win mindset. People don't try and screw you on the deals. They play the long game and align incentives in such a way that everyone wins. In business, in America, generally, people are thinking, what can I do for you? What can you do for me? How can we help each other over the long haul?
Absolutely. That is, I mean, we have been, my company has been in business almost 46 years now. The only way you stay in business is by treating the customer right and having that long view.
Every radio station we're on, we tell them up front, we want to be successful for you. We want you to benefit from us being on your station.
If we don't add something of value
to your station,
then we have no business being on your station.
Four, rewarding talent. From sports to engineering, America is obsessed with properly rewarding talent. If you're good, you'll get recognized. Now, there are a lot of people in America that want to get rid of that, but he still says that's a big deal.
Well, I mean, those are the parents in schools that want to give a trophy
to everybody just
to
for
everybody.
Showing up. Or basically hire people based upon race, not based upon quality.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead. Number eight, optimism. When you step foot in the U.S., there's a palpable sense of optimism. People believe that tomorrow will be better than today. They don't know where progress will come from, but that's why they're open to differences.
That is the American dream. It's the opportunity to provide a better life for your children.
Yes.
And you're willing to sacrifice and willing to do just about anything in order to create that.
Number nine, freedom. He writes, clearly a cliche, but it's totally true. None of the above works if you're not free to explore and tinker and build companies and move freely. And I still find it amazing that if I respect the law and others, I can do whatever I want without being compelled or restricted.
Well, and again, that's something we need to improve upon, because remember, Barack Obama said at some point, you've made enough money.
Well, and we're in the list of countries, the freest countries in the world, we're like somewhere around number 28, not number one, right?
Being banned on social media.
For having a different point of view. This is a guy that's in the tech world. He's in Silicon Valley, and yet he still sees the things that made America great. We need to capture these and improve upon them if we want people moving this country 20 years from now to see the same thing.
It's still morning in America.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Ark-La-Tex. Red River Range is family friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio, Stephen Paul with Louis
Czar Abalone.
All right, so what I am about to say should not be misconstrued in any way or taken to be legal advice or tax advice whatsoever.
Okay.
But apparently, if you're going to steal property from someone else, be sure and return it within the same year. In other words, within the same tax
calendar
year.
Okay.
Yeah, within the same calendar year as you stole it. Because otherwise...
You're going to hell?
No, otherwise you're going to have to pay tax on it.
Oh, same thing.
So the IRS, apparently... I mean, this is a... this is advice that has been posted by the IRS, basically.
Wait. They think that people who steal are going to follow tax laws?
This is a post they made that says, remember to report your income from illegal activities and stolen property... to the IRS, because the IRS requires U.S. citizens to list goods they stole during the year as federal income or as income on their federal income tax returns. I mean, this is the height of,
so
I don't know
if
what
you've
this...
been robbing all the stores in San Francisco and you haven't been setting aside some of that money for taxes.
Well,
come April 15th.
No, but as long as you return the stolen property to whomever you stole it from within the same tax year.
But if you don't, when you look at your taxes later on this season, you're going to go, whoa. Oh,
wow. When I say whoa,
John was born in Austin, Minnesota, but early in his life, his father moved the family to Daly City in California, just south of San Francisco. John grew up like lots of boys at the time, playing high school football. John got the chance to play at Cal Poly and was even drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles to play in the NFL.
Wow.
Those dreams came crashing down his first training camp when a knee injury knocked him out, and John never played in an NFL game.
Oh.
Instead, while rehabbing his knee, John studied the game and soon became a coach instead of a player. By the time he was 32 years old, John was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders near the town where he grew up. Coached them to a Super Bowl championship in 1976. John Madden passed away at the age of 85.
That's a shame.
But
good guy.
But he lived a life well.
Absolutely.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.